Rebels in Haiti have taken control of several small towns following Friday's seizure of the country's fourth-largest city, Gonaïves. As the armed revolt against the government of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide grows, hundreds of looters yesterday raided shipping containers in the port of Saint-Marc, carting away electronic equipment and food. Aristide has resisted demands for his resignation, insisting he will remain in power until his term ends in 2006. Michael Oddie is a reporter for the Miami Herald in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's prime minister accused the opposition of staging a coup. Is that what's taking place?
Well, I mean, that's not the way they see it. They feel that they have the right to demand the resignation of a president who they say is corrupt and has not served the needs of the people. They've been asking for this resignation for quite some time. We have several different factions in the opposition. Some are in Gonaïves. That's the faction that's armed and willing to fight, and they tell me willing to die if necessary. And then you have the faction in Port-au-Prince. They've staged pretty much peaceful protests demanding that the president resign. So you have those two factions going at it, and we'll see what happens.
Who's leading this revolt?
Well, you have a group calling itself the Gonaïves Resistance Front. They're formerly known as the Cannibal Army. This is a group that was once in Aristide's corner. In other words, they were supporters of the president until their leader, Butera Metayer, was killed 5 months ago, and then they turned against the president. And they decided that they joined the opposition in calling for the president's resignation. However, the difference with this particular group is that they're armed, and they've been carrying on an armed struggle against President Aristide.
What do you know about the situation in Gonaïves and an effort over the weekend to retake the city?
Well, I mean, I was there when that unfolded. I ended up talking to the rebels. In fact, I went deep into Gonaïves and I met with them. And as I was crouched down interviewing them, they basically tell me that they were winning the fight. And they had two-way radios and they were communicating with each other saying how many police officers had been killed. And so what happened is indeed the police lost that battle and they were forced to retreat. The folks in Gonaïves, that is the population, hit the streets celebrating. And the population in Gonaïves seems firmly in favor of this particular group working to get rid of the police and Aristide's government.
Aristide was once hailed as a champion of Haiti's vast underprivileged class, and he's now accused of corruption and mismanagement. What's the case against him?
Well, the thing that comes up the most is that the president has done nothing to help the folks of Haiti, but instead he's allowed, and this is from the opposition, that he's allowed drug trafficking, that he's mismanaged, that he's corrupt, and that he's broken a lot of promises. In other words, he's not kept some of his promises to help the people. Some of his staunchest supporters now are against him, and they say that the president has changed since he got into power, that he's been corrupted by power. So there's all kinds of allegations, and now the latest one is they're calling him a terrorist, and in exchange there's an exchange of accusations of who is a terrorist. In other words, the government accuses the opposition of being terrorists, and they accuse him of being terrorists. So a lot of war of words as well as a real war unfolding here in Haiti.
Aristide was forced from power once before. Is it going to happen again?
Well, things are deteriorating very quickly here in Haiti, and who's to say? He's vowed to remain in power. He did have there was a rally on Saturday where many of his supporters came out in Port-au-Prince, and he said that he vowed to stay until 2006 and remain in power. But he always feels emboldened when he gets that kind of support in the street for him.
Miami Herald reporter Michael Lottie in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.